The following is paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, I'm going to start. If you're watching this stream live, Metropolitan Window screen, all you need to do is go to kdkradio.com and click on KDK Watch. I want to give him a round of applause, one of the hardest working people in the business of pharmacy. And as my mother used to say, are your ears burning? And if so, we've been talking about you. You have really been in my stream of consciousness. I have mentioned you on the air many times. We did Saturday with MediConnect. I just did here prior to you coming on the air. Big story, CalPERS Blueberry Pharmacy, cut out that middle person. They'll get the product to you. And if you're in one of these communities that are losing your Rite Aid store and others, those big box stores in jeopardy of leaving, and the hometown pharmacy has since gone for years, and you need help, you're going to want to listen to this program. But let me begin by just saying, please make sense if you can. This is something that's been going on for a while. I mean, I thought it was in recent months, but as you just kind of corrected me off the air, it really has been in the last year or so that Rite Aid shelves have been empty. They couldn't get credit. They did reorganize the first time. We thought they were coming out of bankruptcy. Well, now they're gone. I alluded to the fact that Beaver County will not have a Rite Aid left standing. Been very sad watching all the social media posts where a lot of these folks have worked at these places for 20 years that are going to be out of a job. But Blueberry Pharmacy can help you. But what has happened to where now the pendulum has swung to the point where Rite Aid, one of the first to do this type of branding in that big box store style, is going to be leaving and it will be nothing more than a memory. Good evening.
Hey, Rob. Great to see you again. I appreciate you having me on and also mentioning me. I've heard it. You know, patients call in. I heard you on the radio. I heard Rob mention you on the radio. So
listen, you're the professional. You're the one that put your time in and went to pharmacy school and graduated with that degree. And you work very hard, as all pharmacists do. But how could it have gotten to this point?
Yeah, there's many things. I know off air, we were talking about the opioid crisis, and that were several big fines that came across all the major chains that they had to pay that certainly impacted their bottom line. There's the decision to be a big retail footprint where you're competing with the likes of Amazon and grocery stores. You have a mixture of snacks and gifts and all this stuff, and you're competing against these bigger players, Targets of the world. That certainly hurt them because you can't compete on price against those big players. But the really big thing, you know, if we get into the weeds on it, it's the profitability of filling a prescription. Insurance companies have, and specifically pharmacy benefit managers, they're the middleman that sit between the insurance company and the pharmacy itself. They're the ones that reimburse pharmacies. They've squeezed every last dollar out of that pharmacy. Contracts are now being signed where basically every brand name prescription that's being filled is at a loss of money. It's not uncommon for a pharmacy to lose on those big name drugs, Ozempics, Mounjaros, et cetera. It's not uncommon for a pharmacy out there working in the traditional model to lose $50 to $100 every time they fill one of those through a pharmacy. But you can't do business. And even on the ones you do make money on, the Metformins, Lisinoprils, you know, patient has a $0 copay maybe, but on the back end, the insurance is only reimbursing 50 cents. You know, you can't pay a six-year degreed, you know, doctor of pharmacy, an entire technician staff, keep the lights on a 30,000 square foot building, and continue to do business that way.
Well, here's the other thing. And you mentioned the education you have to have and what you have to go through. And whether you believe it or not, I don't care where you go. That pharmacist, in most cases, has been on their feet for 12 hours. It's one of the most difficult, and you have to have laser focus to do it. But the other thing, how many of the young pharmacists who got out of pharmacy school, Duquesne, Pitt, great schools, and said, you know what? I don't want to own my own building. I don't want to pay utilities. I don't want to have to worry about employees. I'm going to take the six figures and the signing bonus, and I'm going to go work for one of these major corporations. And now all these great pharmacists are going to be out of work.
Yeah.
Where do you go?
And over the past 15 years, 20 years, the number of schools of pharmacies have increased from, say, like 80 in the late 2000s to 127. And so we've just been pumping out pharmacists too in the same time that we have now this decline in pharmacy locations. So the job market for pharmacists is quite saturated. And I really do feel for those, you know, new grads and
yeah, they got student loans to pay.
They got big student loans to pay. Yeah, yeah. It's quite an interesting time in the world of pharmacy.
But explain why Blueberry Pharmacy. Timing is everything. And believe me, they're working around the clock, literally and figuratively, but they can get it done and they can be that bridge for you between losing your pharmacy, that big box store like Rite Aid. Blueberry Pharmacy is there to help. Explain how you can help.
Yeah, so we just do away with all that nonsense. All the insurance games, you know, being told, oh, it requires a prior authorization. Oh, it's a tier 1 through 5. And, oh, depending on the time of the year and, you know, how much you spent, you know, it's going to have a different price each month you go to fill it. We said enough with that. Drugs are, 90% of drugs are very inexpensive. Let's just charge fair prices for drugs. Let's just cut out the middleman and just charge fair prices for medications. So that's what we did 5 years ago. We decided to open up our pharmacy in Westview, Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh and North Hills of Pittsburgh, and just put our prices online, said we're not dealing with any middlemen, and the rest is history. We've been growing every day since. You know, several pharmacies across the country have adopted our model. 30 pharmacies across the country now are a cost-plus model. There's one big billionaire-owned cost-plus model as well. A little different, definitely inferior to Blueberry Pharmacy, but it's really been a growing movement across the country just to say enough is enough. And patients see right away, you know, on a number of medications, patients actually are feeding the pockets of insurance companies. You know, just this past week, I had a patient for their chemotherapy where they were going to have a $500 copay through their Medicare. It had been $200 a month.
Through Medicare?
Yes.
That's not good.
It had been $200 a month. And then she went to get it again, and it turned out to be $500 this past month. And she said, I just can't keep doing that. So her doctor referred her to us, and she got it out the door into her house for a total of $34.
So, you know, we've been talking a lot about some of the things that we're going to change with Medicare as we enter 2025. Now we're months into it, but the donut hole, that whole copay thing. So if you are on a fixed income and you are on Medicare and you would rather just take it out of your pocket, it still may be cost prohibitive for you to deal with Blueberry Pharmacy as opposed to using Medicare as your insurance.
Oh, yeah. For a lot of patients, most of our patients are probably 65 and up and on Medicare. And it's just a more cost advantage for them to just use us. And at the end of the day, you know, I say often that people come to us for cost, but they say stay with us for service. If you look at our reviews, I don't like to brag too much, but we're
okay.
Only pharmacy in Pittsburgh that has exactly 5 stars, and attribute a lot of that to our team and our service. And we do go above and beyond for people. We love connecting with people, and our model has allowed us to do so. The traditional model where you only get 50 cents for filling stuff or you lose 500, you have to fill thousands and thousands of prescriptions just to make it back to zero. And so they don't have time to spend with people. They don't have time to counsel people. They don't have time to connect with people. You know, I could tell you what most of our patients are doing this week because we actually sit down and talk with them and learn about them. And so it's just that old timey feel of actually getting to know your pharmacist and your pharmacy. And that's really what we offer.
I've said many times when I was growing up, there were certain things my parents never discussed or even argued, and one of them was healthcare. And I think about pharmacy and how we dealt with one pharmacy, one pharmacist, and even at night when we needed something, because when one child got sick, there were 6 of us, we all ended up getting sick. But I figured out why they never argued about the price of that drug or prescription at that pharmacy, because they were paying cash, because it was affordable.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the average acquisition cost of everything in our pharmacy, which we have over 1,400 SKUs, I think, at this point, is $3.79. Drugs are cheap. We don't need a middleman, an insurance company, to help us get lower prices. And actually, by doing so, by introducing that, we actually raise the cost of healthcare.
All right, listen, we got lots to get to with this guy. He's going to be joining us from time to time over the next couple of months. I'm really honored to have you back here. They really do care. They can help you as far as bridging that situation you may be dealing with, losing your pharmacy, one of these big box stores like Rite Aid, blueberrypharmacy.com, blueberrypharmacy.com, 412-612-2279. Tomorrow after 8:30 in the morning, you can call or text 412-612-2279. My guest tonight, Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy. You don't want to miss what you're going to be hearing over the next 45 minutes. Stay with us.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Cal McCormick is here at Blueberry Pharmacy. I'm going to remind you again, you need someone to help that bridge between losing your big box pharmacy and you don't know where you're going to go. They can get it to you. So it's blueberrypharmacy.com, or tomorrow after 8:30 in the morning, you can call or text 412-612-2279. 412-612-2279. So we talked about the Rite Aid situation in our first segment. That kind of spilled over a little bit here into the second segment because it kind of ties into what I want to talk about. You know, long wait times, lost prescriptions, poor communications, overburdened staff, phone trees, a lack of follow-up. So even though, you know, it's sad to see these Rite Aids going, there were a lot of issues like the ones I just mentioned that people have been dealing with.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. I mean, CVS implemented this year a phone system where you literally can't call to talk to somebody. You have to fake your way into being a prescriber in order to talk to somebody at the store. And I see a lot of the chains going that way. You're just going to lose that connection. I mean, it's basically like the pharmacy in your community at a chain store will basically be like dealing with a mail order location where it's very hard to reach somebody and actually get things accomplished. Just recently, I spoke to a colleague at one of the Giant Eagles, and it's a nightmare there. I mean, there's one location where they're like, there's not been a day here where somebody hasn't cried. They're going from, you know, 1,000 script location to bringing on, you know, overnight, 300, you know, 30% increase in, you know, volume overnight with basically the same amount of staff.
Well, here's how I've noticed things, and I don't have the business acumen that you do when it comes to this business, but I do know business. So I won't mention the name because I'm a fan of them, and, you know, they're important to the community I call home. But I was in there waiting for, I think, to get one of the COVID vaccines or a flu shot or shingles or something. I have never seen that many people behind that counter working, and the cars were literally lined up out into the parking lot.
That's what all my friends and, you know, colleagues are talking about. It's not even flu season yet, and this is what's happening. And so, because it's going to get even scarier, entering a pharmacy whenever, you know, you're trying to line up for vaccines and all that stuff, all in the middle of, you know, a food aisle or something like that. Like, it's going to get busy. So,
but what happens? I mean, how do you make it work? I mean, mm-hmm. You get to talk to real people. You know exactly what you're dealing with. And the other thing that I've noticed, when I've gotten a prescription from my physician, just generic stuff, amoxicillin, penicillin, whatever, it's not available for like 2 days. Mm. I mean, You would have think that, you know, you call it in or they phone it and you could pick it up the next day. But if you call it in on a Monday, in some cases, even if it's a Z-Pack, you got to wait till Thursday.
Yeah.
That's just like unheard of.
Yeah, I don't know about that scenario, but I know for some of the stores, you know, they get fairly far behind because of the volume that they have to get through. And, you know, it's hard to prioritize, you know, yes, and logically a Z-Pack would be more urgent than, say, somebody's blood pressure medication that'd be on for some time. But at the end of the day, it's kind of when people come into the pharmacy and how things get prioritized. But how do we do things differently? The fact that we just charge fair and transparent pricing, we eliminate, I think back to my first year of pharmacy school, whenever we do our rotations, and we would track a pharmacist's time every minute for an hour, and we would categorize that time. And 30% of a pharmacist's time, and probably their technicians too, was spent dealing with insurance-based issues. It was spent getting on the phone, trying to get prior auth approved, getting on the phone, trying to get this patient's going on vacation, they need their blood pressure medication, please give me an override. You know, it's 30% of my time is calling, you know, a patient to explain why they can't get their medication. All insurance-based problems. And time is money. And so, you know, since we cut out 30% of that time that we deal with insurance-based problems, we can now reallocate that time to actually talking to you, interacting with you, and having real conversations with patients. So it really is the fact that we eliminate all middlemen that allows us not only to have great prices, but also to reallocate time to what matters most, and that's dealing with the customer.
Now, look, this is all about information, what we're doing here tonight, and you got to keep that communication with your physician before, you know, you make any changes to your medications and all that sort of stuff. So I just want everybody to know that he does what he does and that physician does what they do, and this is how they get together. And actually talking on the phone and writing things down, It's like almost unheard of today, Kyle.
Yeah. One of the physicians just today said, I immediately knew when they called back, we had called the office to make a change, and they called back, and I immediately knew which patient they were referring to. And after we had gotten taken care of the issue that we were calling on, he said, I just love calling your place. It's just,
you're just
I always know that you'll be able to answer my question and,
honestly,
and get things done.
By the time you get in here, you've really spent a full day.
Yeah.
And you're just pleasant because it must feel good to be in control.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that we do that's fun that makes people, and even far, we have a great hold music right now and always, a lot of people, you know, comment on our hold music. And so we even make that fun. And one of the office staff, they were like on hold, and I had to put them on hold, and I apologized. I said, I'm sorry that you're on hold for so long. And she's like, I just love your music. I actually called over the rest of the staff, put it on speaker just so they could hear your hold music.
Listen, man, let me get a hold of that music for you. All right, I love it. We'll come back. Don't forget, blueberrypharmacy.com, blueberrypharmacy.com, 412-612-2279, 412-612-2279. When we come back, Xarelto, Eliquis, all of these drugs that you know, well, the price may absolutely amaze you. It will definitely make you want to make the call. We're going to talk about that when we get back. Another segment just minutes away after the news at the bottom of the hour with Paul. Again, blueberrypharmacy.com, blueberrypharmacy.com, 412-612-2279. Call or text tomorrow morning after 8:30. Cal McCormick is in the building on Pittsburgh Works.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Streaming right now, the Metropolitan Window video screen. You can see this program and this interview stream live by going to kdkradio.com and clicking on KDK Watch. One of our favorites, and he's going to be back a couple of times over the next few months. He is Cal McCormick from Blueberry Pharmacy. I'm going to have him reset to let everybody know, if you're just tuning in, what they do at Blueberry Pharmacy. And then you're going to want to definitely make a call tomorrow after 8:30, 412-612-2279. 412-612-2279. You can call or text that number after 8:30 tomorrow, or go to blueberrypharmacy.com. Before we talk about some of those very popular drugs and how you're saving people a whole lot of money, tell the folks about Blueberry Pharmacy. Cal.
Yeah, I own Blueberry Pharmacy. We're located in the North Hills of Pittsburgh, specifically Westview Parking, Westview Park Plaza. And we do have a physical location where people can come in, say hi to us, pick up their prescriptions, but we also mail all throughout Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, New Jersey, Delaware, Florida. So yeah, we can get your prescriptions regardless of where you are, for the most part. And so if you're, you know, not in our, you know, 10-mile vicinity, don't hesitate. Still reach out, because we can save you money and give you better service. And as a reminder of what we do, we just charge fair prices. Every other pharmacy, in fact, today somebody asked, how are you able to charge such low prices for these medications? And I said, you'd be better off asking how another pharmacy is able to charge so much, because that's really the more challenging question. Is we just add on in this case, it was a patient calling in who happened to be a member of the pharmacy. You don't have to be a member, but you know, for our members, it's cost plus $3 is all that we charge. So I said, your prescription is, you know, $4, because the drug costs $1. We're adding on $3 for our dispensing fee, and you're out the door, $4. And, you know, she was pretty dumbfounded whenever she realized it's that simple. It's that simple. We just add on a small dispensing fee and they walk out the door. So that's all we do. We just charge fair prices. Every other place does what's called a usual and customary. Think of it as an MSRP, but it's highly inflated. We're talking some of these medications that we dispense, we buy it for $6. One is teriflunomide. We buy for $6, and the average payment from Medicare is $3,000 is what the average script is being paid at from Medicare. And then the copay might be $50 to $100. We buy that drug for $6.35. Patients are out the door for $17 if they're not a member, $10 if they are a member. It's that simple.
You know, I'm not going to ever say anything disparaging about any company or anybody that works in this industry, because it is one of the most important industries that we have on the planet. But these are the facts that you need to know, because we want these relationships to continue to grow. And you have to build a relationship with certain people in your life. And your pharmacist is key. Now, Xarelto, Eliquis, two names that people recognize right away. Explain the difference when it comes to Blueberry Pharmacy.
Yeah, so we only carry generic medications at our pharmacy. And so if you're on something like a Xarelto or Eliquis, you probably know that there's not a generic out there yet for it. Maybe in other countries where the patent's already expired, maybe you're trying to get it from Canada or something like that. It's already expired in some other countries, but not in the U.S. Xarelto did just have a generic for only one strength. Weirdly enough, you know, you think about drugs, they might have different strengths. And I never really realized this either, but I guess they can go generic for different strengths at different times, which is kind of crazy. I just learned that this year as a pharmacist. But yeah, the 2.5 milligram strength went generic, but most people are on the 10 or 20 milligram strength of Xarelto. So it doesn't really help people because it'd still cost a lot if you're taking, you know, 8 2.5 milligram tablets just to reach your goal dose. But there is another one that just went generic this year called Pradaxa. You know, it's in the same class of medication, it's a lot more affordable option for people that are struggling with the costs of Eliquis and Xarelto. So again, not medical advice, for informational purposes only. But if you are struggling with the cost of some of those medications, it's, you know, certainly something that worth talking to the doctor about, because something like Pradaxa, you're looking at, you know, probably less than $40 a month for something like that, whereas the other one's $500 a month, and so it's a lot cheaper alternative. That and Brilinta, and speaking of generic drug launches, Brilinta is one that just went generic, also known as Ticagrelor, and for patients that used to be on or are still on it, you could have copays, you know, $100 a month, $300 a month, depending on if you have a deductible, things like that. And now the generic, it's super cheap.
Here's what we have to say, and we have to convince people, and you've really shown me the way. Insurance doesn't always give you the best price.
No, yeah, not at all.
People have this mindset, and I'm one of them. Well, I got my insurance card, so I'm going to save money. That's not always the case.
I draw the analogy, we're so marketed to, or however you want to phrase it, about health insurance. I draw the analogy to car insurance. You try not to use your car insurance as much as possible. Like, I'm sure you could use it for a lot more things, and I'm sure some car insurance company out there would probably sell you car insurance in order, you know, to get your oil changed, to get your gasoline through your car insurance. But you'd realize every time you use your car insurance, it drives up the premium. Same thing is happening in healthcare. You think, oh, I have a $0 copay. It's not zero. Nothing's free.
No.
On the back end, that's how they justify premium increases every single year. So even if it looks cheaper, it's not.
Here's what you need to do. BlueberryPharmacy.com, or you can call tomorrow after 8:30 or text this number, 412-612-2279, 412-612-2279. So how do you switch with your prescriptions to Cal McCormick and Blueberry Pharmacy? Going to be seamless. We're going to tell you how you can do that next on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
Well, I could talk to this gentleman all night, but we only have one more segment left and time is of the essence. So I just want to ask Cal McCormick, Blueberry Pharmacy, I want to switch. I want to join your team. How do I take my prescriptions from part A to part B, C, D, and beyond all the way the rest of my time dealing with Blueberry Pharmacy? How do I make that happen?
Yeah, so becoming a Blueberry customer is as simple as giving us a call, filling out a form on our website, however your preferred means of communication is. Shooting us a text. Our phone number is also our text line. So people can text, people can call, people can go on our website. But we take all the work out of it. Basically, you know, we need a little bit of information, you know, name, date of birth, et cetera. Where's your old prescriptions at? But from there, we take all the work of, you know, tracking down all those prescriptions. If the pharmacy's out of refills, or right now what we've been running into is people think their scripts are transferred to from Rite Aid to a Giant Eagle or wherever, and say they weren't verified before they got transferred, well, then that script's gone, right? So so now what we do is we call their doctor, get it tracked down for them. So we take all the legwork out of actually getting those scripts to us. So really, it's just as simple as giving us a call.
So let me ask you something, because I just did one of those aha moments. So if I've lost my Rite Aid and they have everything, all my bells and whistles, mm-hmm. and I'm just taking it for granted they're going down the street to X, Y, or Z. That may not be the case, and I may be losing some. So my best case scenario would be right now, stop what I'm doing, write this information down that I'm about to give, and to make sure that I'm covered, give you guys a call tomorrow to get them scripts transferred.
Yeah, if you're ready, it's still open. I mean, that's the easiest thing to do, because we've run into two scenarios now where there was valid scripts that hadn't been verified at the location before it shut down. And now that they were transferred, they weren't able to transfer.
So, Cal, explain this to me. And listen, we're only talking about Rite Aid because it's been a major headline, okay? Yeah. That's the reason we're talking about it. It's in the news. This is a program that's to inform, educate, but also when it's in the news, we talk about it. So what's going to happen with all of the thousands upon thousands and thousands of prescriptions? And many of these are drugs that people need to take daily. Mm-hmm. As these stores are shuttering, what's going
to
happen?
Well, so they legally have to make a way for those scripts to go somewhere. The challenge is that some of them get lost, as I just highlighted in that shuffle. But what's happened is, you know, several pharmacies have bid for those files, for those locations. So if you are at a pharmacy, a Rite Aid, where your prescriptions are still active and the pharmacy's still open, and you don't want them to go wherever they're being transferred to automatically, whoever bought those files, I would encourage you to...
Wait. You heard what he just said. It's going to be my follow-up. They pay for those files.
They bought those files, yeah.
There you go. Okay. I just want to make people understand there is a bottom line to everything. You're paying for the drugs, and they're paying to get those prescriptions.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
So if you don't want those your scripts to be sent to wherever those files were sold to, the best thing to do is proactively reach out to the pharmacy of choice. Hopefully it's Blueberry. And we can get those prescriptions transferred prior to them automatically being switched.
So if that Rite Aid is still open, even though it's in the waning days.
Some of them, not all of them.
Right. If I do this Blueberry Pharmacy thing tonight, can I pretty much, not guarantee, but have a very good chance of getting my scripts transferred to you?
Oh, yeah. As long as the pharmacy's still open, yeah.
Okay.
And even if the pharmacy's closed, like I said, we track down. We make sure that, you know, say it's another chain or another independent or wherever, we'll track those down, and if there's scripts that didn't have refills or whatever, we'll just give your doctor a call and get those scripts as well.
But wherever you're dealing with these incredible workers, these technicians, these pharmacists, please be patient, because it's good. I'm telling you, this is going to be something that we've never experienced in this part of the country and throughout the country because of this developing story. BlueberryPharmacy.com, BlueberryPharmacy.com. Call or text tomorrow, 8:30 in the morning and after, 412-612-2279, 412-612-2279. Final minute is all yours. We're going to talk about this the next time we get around. You know, there is a certain guy in the White House who would like to see more of these drugs made here in our country. Would that benefit us if we had more of these drugs made in our country, as far as the bottom line?
Bottom line, yes. Okay. Yeah. Financially, you know, we might have to pay a little bit more because they're so, so cheap right now. But the reality is there's other costs associated with it. Pandemic hits, border shutdown, something like that. And we don't have access to, a ton of medications. It's a scary thought. So I do think that there's a valid reason that we should onshore some manufacturing of medications. You think about what's most important to onshore. I can't think of too many other things outside of food and that, you know, healthcare and medicine would be important.
Listen, I appreciate your passion and more importantly, your candid thought process as far as what we need to do. Because in the end, you're trying to get people that need prescriptions that they need to stay healthy. I'm trying to get the information out there to make sure people can maintain that relationship with their pharmacy and their pharmacist. So thank you so much for coming here today.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Cal McCormick, love what they do. BlueberryPharmacy.com, BlueberryPharmacy.com, 412-612-2279. That's 412-612-2279. You can call that number or text tomorrow after 8:30. 412-612-2279. 412-612-2279. After 8:30 tomorrow morning, call or text or blueberrypharmacy.com. Paul is next with the news at 8, and then State Senator Jay Costa. Lots to get to with him tonight on KDKA.
The proceeding was paid for by Blueberry Pharmacy. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.